Drop out.
So Noah got it, and we booted it up, and we launched a three-player game, and everybody created their characters. What are you doing? Just shaking? Yeah. Everybody created their characters, and then we launched into the game, and Coda, he like stuttered for a few minutes, and he kept asking me what he was supposed to be doing, and I kept, you know, just being like, man, you're just playing the game, dude. You're conquering, you know. You're living in your kingdom, trying to grow your empire, you know. And then after like 10 minutes, he just got off. He just said, "This is too much. This is way too much for me." I said, "Coda, did you not look at this game at all?" He said, "No. I thought it would be like an Age of Empires." I said, "No, this is a grand strategy, buddy. There's a lot of layers to this." He's like, "I can't do it right now." I said, "All right." And me and Noah played for a while.
Well, you know, some people just aren't cut out for it.
You gonna get it? It's free on Game Pass.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
But I might boot it up.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to do it.
It looks very intimidating.
It is a lot. There's a lot going on.
So, we'll see.
I did have like 15 children, though. I think 18, because I kept having them even though I was 90 something years old.
Yeah. I was in the chat. Or in the VC.
I was in the Discord.
Oh. Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Why'd you tilt your head and smirk when you said that?
So I did that.
You did do that. Uh-oh. Like you were lying. Like you were telling me.
No, we're recording.
Now I see the way you say that right now.
I can understand. Because I can't see my face, but I can feel my face, and I can understand how you would think that I was lying to you. But in reality, I'm being very truthful.
If I'd known we were recording, I would have put a lot more energy into the conversation and got a little closer to the microphone. Yeah.
Okay.
I also feel like once I intro the show, you're going to be like,
"Ah, I got you." That was the only way to find out, though. Go ahead.
I just never do it.
You about didn't last week.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I had to remind you. I'd be like, "Hey, buddy, you know, we're doing a podcast." Go ahead. Say the words.
Welcome to the Dropout Podcast. I'm Dylan.
I got you so good. No, I didn't. We're still recording a podcast.
No?
I'm Noah.
I'm
Noah. Farts.
I'm Noah.
Think he's going to listen to this?
No.
Probably not.
That's Jared, by the way.
Oh.
Where'd he go, Jared? Say your fucking line.
What? He's not here to say his thing, so I don't say my... I didn't... The chain was broken.
You gotta make the link, brother.
You gotta, hey. Link up. You know what I mean? I dated a girl that had a real problem with that.
Like a problem doing it or a problem like with it?
Yeah. She heard some knuckles cracking. She damn near get violent.
A lot of people are like that. People don't like to hear that noise. I do it 5 or 6 times a day.
I hear it, and I go, that's a relief for somebody. Somebody feels better now. Pop the small of your back. The lower back. Pop that motherfucker, dude.
I can pop the top, the like upper portion of my back pretty easily.
Uh-huh.
Getting the lower part, it's a little harder. But when it happens,
it'll damn near take you off your feet.
Twisting my chair the right way, and just hear that. I'm just like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I remember the desks at school. I could line my spine up.
Just need one in the house.
Appropriately. Yeah. And I could just push against the desk and just click, clack, click. All the way up and down. It was marvelous. My back has hurt ever since you graduated high school. There's nothing I can do about it.
It's been a continuous downslope
mm-hmm.
in my body.
Every day.
Someone was talking to me earlier today about I went to Seattle with.
Mm-hmm.
We went to this like...
I feel like that Oreo stuff has really gotten us both real thick in the mouth right now. I can tell you, I'm gummed up in there.
Mousse, you know?
I think it's mousse. Let's double check here. Yeah, it's a mousse dessert right there, baby.
Oreo mousse dessert.
Creamy mousse mixed with Oreo cookie pieces on top of an Oreo cookie crumble.
Delicious.
Fucking phenomenal.
Delicious.
That crumble, bro? Can't beat it.
I was talking to somebody I went to Seattle with back in...
It's been a while. Actually, you could pop in there and take a look at your calendar because that's the last time you filled out your calendar.
I'm pretty sure it was 2019. It was like September 2019.
Oh, it definitely wasn't last year.
Yeah. But...
it's 2019, so that sounds right.
They were talking to me, and it was a few of us we were talking. And we went to this really cool, like kind of Asian-inspired restaurant, but they did, like, burgers. And they were, like, Asian-style burgers, but the patties were always, like deep-fried. Like, patted and deep-fried. They were fucking good. Like, fucking
delicious.
Sounds
like too much sauce, bro.
It really was not that. It wasn't that. I think, I don't remember what mine was. It may have just been, like, a normal beef burger, but they had, like, turkey burger. There was, like, you get, like, pork, and it was deep-fried. Still in a burger shape, but it was just, like, shredded pork.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of really good options. They had one, I think it was called the Mount Fuji. It was just every burger option they had stacked. Like four or five deep fried patties. Just I mean, it had to have at least been a...
Did you...
No. But I almost did.
You should have.
I really thought about
just,
it.
Just to prove yourself out there to the people.
Up until I was like the second, like the next in line, I was like...
How much was that Mount Fuji running?
I don't remember what it was.
I can't imagine it was cheap.
It was probably at least like $20-25.
Easy.
But
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. You wouldn't have enjoyed it.
It probably would have been pretty good.
Yeah, at first. First few bites, yeah, you'd be like, this is great. This is a good idea.
And then, like, 10 minutes in,
you'd be like, oh.
It'd have to be a knife and fork option.
You know? Oh, there's no way. You can't fucking pick up five patties like Scooby-Doo and just fucking vacuum clean them motherfuckers into your mouth.
Just shaggy that motherfucker. You? But the whole time I was like, I could do it. I was really contemplated, but I didn't do it. I ended up just getting like a normal ass burger. Still really good. I think I got the Godzilla burger or something like that.
That makes sense. That's on brand.
It was delicious. A little spicy. Delicious.
But
we were talking
nuclear
earlier.
Nuclear options?
Huh?
Have any nuclear effects on you?
I don't think so. My body was a little more willing than back then. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're making a little
Godzilla joke.
Although you're making a spicy food joke.
Nope.
My body doesn't handle spicy food well anymore.
Getting
from
old,
here,
though.
From here and then, somehow my body said, no more.
Actually, we're out, man.
But I was talking to them earlier today, and they were like, you got to get it next time. Next time you got to do it. And I was like, you know, if you had asked me 2 years ago if I could eat the whole thing, I'd say absolutely, for sure. But it's been 2 years, and I feel like I've aged 8, and my body just is not the same.
Oh, dude.
And if you asked me if I could eat it now, I'd say probably not. But I'd do it anyway, because I can't let good food go to waste, you know?
So you're what? We graduated high school, what, 5 years ago? Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. 2016.
If you would have asked me if I could do anything in 2016,
yeah,
the answer is yes.
It's the you know, you're young and invincible kind of deal.
Yeah, you know, I was physically fit. I was fucking yoked. I was fast. I could run far. You asked me to do anything now, I got to really put some fucking thought into it.
Yeah.
I got to really weigh out my options.
I think I still have that mindset. I have a similar mindset, but mm-hmm. now, like, because I've always had this thing where, like, I just don't go to the doctor. And yeah. it has a lot to do with my mom. She just never took us to the doctor for anything.
My mom was a nurse, so we only went to the doctor if there was serious problems going on.
My mom just doesn't believe in the doctor.
My mom just doesn't believe in medical sciences.
My mom just said, oh, If he was 105, I'll eat some dirt. Let's get over it.
I topped out at 106.3 once, and she was like, "You'll sweat it out." I was like, "Mom, I'm dying."
But I am grateful a little bit though, because I feel like I know how to take care of myself more so.
I feel like I know how to lay there and almost die for several days, until one time I just wake up and I'm like, "All right."
If I was sick for more than like a week, then she'd be like, "All right, let's go to the doctor."
If I was sick for like 6 years or something, she'd be like, "All right, it's about time."
Which, the last time I can remember going to the doctor was a little bit after graduation, because I felt like shit. I felt awful, and my mom was finally like, "All right, let's take you to the doctor." And I had a sinus infection along with an upper respiratory infection. She said, "Glad we came."
We made a good call here, team.
And granted, I just needed a shit ton of antibiotics, but my fever was high. My body was bad. That's it.
Now that I'm not a child, and I can't just have my mom make my doctor's appointments and take me to the
doctor. My grandma still offers to make my appointments. I'm just like, I'm an adult.
I'm an adult.
You don't gotta do that.
But my new strategy is just to not injure or get sick.
Yeah.
And I just won't have to go there. I won't have to worry about it.
I hate hospitals. I hate going to the doctor so much. It just in my head, I get so anxious about it. I'm like, bad news. This is just bad news.
They're going
to
tell me I have all the cancer.
Yeah. That's.
I've collected every cancer.
I'm so terrified
of that. Like Thanos on the Infinity Gauntlet.
Sometimes like random things in my body will hurt. And like, that's it. I have 3 months.
Sometimes I'll like fucking sneeze. And my left arm will go completely numb. I'll just get one shooting pain and then numbness for several minutes.
That's weird.
And I'll just sit there. I'll just go, I'm going to keep this to myself. And when they find me in the morning, I'll be laying here peacefully.
It's better if I don't see it coming, you know?
I would hate for them to worry, you know?
I'll do the thing where, like, I'll sneeze really hard. And then, like, it's almost like I get, like,
You get
body aches.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like flu-like. I'll sneeze so hard and my body just says,
"Oh, fuck."
And I just hurt. I have to like hold myself for a minute. I'm just like,
like a wounded animal.
It's bad.
I just start licking myself.
I don't know why it happened. It happens like randomly, just out of nowhere. I'll just sneeze real hard. My body just says, "That was bad.
You made a terrible mistake.
You just expelled so much bad from your body."
I'll tell you what though, there's nothing worse than feeling a sneeze coming.
And just never happens.
It never happens.
It's the worst blue ball.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's worse than blue balls.
It's worse than blue balls. Yeah.
You know, blue balls, I at least enjoyed the time I had, you know? Yeah. With the sneezing, I'm just like hyping myself, like, "This is it, baby. Here we go."
I'm not going to lie to you. Some people might disagree, but I love a good sneeze.
Oh, dude, for sure.
The relief, just the, "Oh, yeah."
I dated a girl that loved sneezing so much. She would take like a pencil and just poke it on up her nose until she sneezed.
Wow.
And she did that repeatedly.
That's.
I never saw it happen. Family members just told me that she did this. And I gotta tell you, I'd have got out a lot faster if I'd have saw it happen.
I know, I can narrow that down pretty easily, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's... You got, like, 3-4 options, so...
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine, like, "Oh, you want to sneeze? Go sniff the pepper shaker or something." Mm-mm. Just a pencil up the nose.
Yep.
That's dangerous.
Shoving foreign objects up there.
That's dangerous.
What happens if you sneeze while the pencil's still in there, and you just right through the brainstem? And then all you think about is peanut butter and chocolate milkshakes for the rest of your life.
Or you're dead.
Or you're dead.
Pencil up there.
Went out on top, though, huh? Got one more in before you hit the...
Might be someone finding you like that.
You just fucking pencil up nose, blood everywhere.
Like, what's it called when you're, like, you stiffen up when you die? What's that called?
Oh, son of a bitch, Dylan. Viewers at home, don't call us idiots. Hang on.
It's a big Latin word or something.
I don't think that's true. Rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis. That's Latin.
Let's go. It probably is. I mean, it feels Latin.
But like you rigor mortis with like full fist yeah, pencil no, up
they have
your
to,
nose.
They have to cut the pencil out.
you're buried like they couldn't get your fist open. There's still pencil in your hand when you're in the coffin.
They like cut it on both ends to try to hide it, but people like kind of just look down in the casket and they're like, she fucking holding the pencil? Is that a number two in there?
Is that them two? Yeah. Be a bad way to go.
When I was just a wee toddler, right? I mean, I couldn't have been more than four, probably. And I have very faint memories of this, but my parents, well, my parent recalls it. I don't know. It was late. It was real late. I don't know why I was awake. But my sister had like a big tub of like beads and things because she would like make necklaces and shit.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you said big tub of beans.
Just a tub of beans. She just like to roll around in beans for a while. No, beads with a D. No, plastic
right,
pieces.
Right.
And I don't know what I was doing, but I said, this right here, perfect size for my nostril. So I just fucking skidoop that motherfucker right up there. And then I couldn't get it out.
Why would you do that?
So what would a four-year-old do if he couldn't get a bead out of his nose? He would freak the fuck out for a while. So I'm wigging now. But my mom's like, all right, gotta make him sneeze. Get it out of his nose. And she tried every method and stratagem to try to get a child to sneeze.
Stratagem?
And it did not work for hours. I mean, it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
Before I sneezed. She literally took an entire bowl of pepper and was just like, mix it up, really get it in the air, you know, and just hold my face over it. Nothing. For hours.
Jeez.
For hours, Dylan. And then I sneezed, and that motherfucker, like I had shot a bullet. And it was in there. It was in there at just like, because you know, bead, giant hole in the middle.
Yeah.
Kind of the point. It was. It wasn't in there with the whole like.
Yeah. I imagine if it had been, you wouldn't have sneezed it out.
Oh no, it'd be in there. It was in there enough. Like it was at an angle enough where it wasn't just, you know, raw bead on it. You had a little bit of air room. So whenever I would breathe in and out, it would have this slight whistle to it. And I imagine that was probably pretty annoying. She's just sitting there trying to get this boy to sneeze this bead out, just hearing.
I had a similar thing happen to me where,
except for a bead, it was a bean.
I don't know where this. It was a bead also, I'm pretty sure. But thinking back, I don't know where the fuck it came from. I was still.
I don't know where beads are coming from.
I was still like the only one around at that time. I was young, you know.
Maybe your mom just fucking. Like beads, dog.
I remember she explicitly told me.
Do not stick this up your nose.
She said, throw this away. I said, okay. And then I walked away and I said, you know what? This would fit perfectly in my ear. And I put it in my ear and I said, and I put it in my ear and I could take it out. I was like, in, out, in, out. I put it in my ear because I guess I just had it like rest right inside the, I don't know what you call it, but like right inside the hole.
The little fluffy part.
Yeah. And I was pretending I was a secret agent, mm-hmm. like a little piece in my ear, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm in. But I went to take it out one time, and I guess when I went to reach my fingers in there, I pushed it in, and I said, huh.
Uh-oh.
And I did everything. I was like, mom's going to be pissed. I was like, I'm in trouble. That's it. I'm in trouble. She said, throw it away. I put it in my ear.
This is the third time this week that this is happening.
She said, throw it away. I put it in my ear instead. What am I going to do? She's going to be so upset. I did everything. Genius me. I said, I'll just scoop it out with a Q-tip. I put a Q-tip in my ear.
Ram that motherfucker.
Obviously pushed it way back in there. So I was like, oh, geez, what do I do? And eventually I was like, You know that bead you told me to throw away?
I like to imagine that you were like 10.
It's in my ear.
It's so far in my ear.
And she said, what? I put it in my ear. It's in my ear. I can't get it out. I know she's she looked in there for a good minute, and she was like, "How?" She was upset. She was like, "Why the fuck would you do this? Why would you do this?" I said, "Throw it away. Now put it in your fucking ear." She was so upset. And what made her more upset was just like, "We're going to the hospital, I guess." I don't know how the fuck to get this thing out of here. So we went to the hospital, and I'm guessing this thing was right up against my eardrum, because the doctor had me lay. And doctor had me laid, like, you know, on my side, and he was just, I don't remember very well. Medical precision. I probably wasn't even looking.
But you definitely weren't looking because it was your ear.
Itty bitty cute like tweezers in my ear, hurt like a motherfucker. I assume he was just rummaging around trying to get a good grip on it and pull it out, just up against my eardrum. And I was crying. I was whining. My mom's just in the corner.
Shut the fuck up, boy.
Arms crossed. I was like, she said, like, mean mug. So upset. So pissed off at me.
You're paying for this, boy.
She was so mad. I got it out eventually. I got out of there. It's actually still in there. The doc said, well.
Dylan, if you told me that you had a bead in your ear for like 20 years, there's not a single part of me that'd be like, that's a lie.
Yeah,
I would just be like, that's a deal thing. That happens, the deal, specifically.
Imagine all the times we probably made our parents just the absolute maddest.
Oh, dude.
Just kids being kids.
I might have told this little tidbit once. But I was with my grandpa. We were down in his little building, which is right beside a cow pasture, electric fence. You know how it goes. And I was standing really close to the fence because I was staring at the cows, because cows are cool. He said, "Hey, don't touch that fence."
Touch your fence.
I said, "Why not?" He said, "It's hot. It'll get you."
It's hot. That's what they always say.
It's a hot fence.
They never say it's an electric fence. Hot fence.
Yeah, it's hot. And I was like, "It's not that bad." He was like, "Don't touch the fence." I said,
"Don't do anything you can do."
I said, "All right." And then he turned around, went back to doing whatever the fuck he was doing.
You said, "It's not that bad."
And I said, "I'm gonna grab the shit out of that fucking fence, dog." So I didn't just like give a little pat. I fucking grabbed that motherfucker. And a little known fact about electricity is whenever you start getting electrocuted, you don't really have full range of motion. So I just had to sit there and fucking hold this fence and vibrate for a minute. And then he turned around and was like, "What the fuck?" And he like fucking like pushed me off the fence. And I just, you know, did what any child would do. Immediately start screaming.
Grabbed it again.
No. I said, "I'm going to beat this fence."
"I'll suck all the power from this fucking fence, I swear to God.
I'm going to be electric." Yeah, but I screamed.
Yeah.
For a while. He's like, "I fucking told you not to touch the fence, man." I told you one thing. I said, "Just don't touch the fence."
He said, "Fence hot. Hot fence. Touch the stove when it's hot."
Ask me if I ever touched the fence again.
Did you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I knew better than that.
Yeah.
I probably got shocked by a fence a couple of times. I know it rumbles around.
I mean, you know, it'd been one thing if I was just like
crawling.
Give a little smack, you know?
Yeah.
But I went full balls to the wall, baby.
You just fucking full it. Just hand fisted that fucking fence. Yeah. That's funny.
It hurt. It hurt so bad.
I think I can remember only one time I ever made my grandpa like actually upset. My grandpa is a very patient, very kind man. But I think I only ever made him upset one time when I was... Once again, ironically. I don't remember why I was there. I'm just staying at my... Like, "Oh, I'm going to stay at grandpa's." But I was just crying and just screaming about it. Like, my ear hurt really bad. Like, pretty sure it was an ear...
Probably because of the bead.
It was an ear infection, I'm pretty sure. Because my grandma was
caused
like...
Caused by the bead.
But they would get up, check on me, go back to bed. It hurt again. Get up, check on me. I think I was just depriving this man of sleep. And he said, "I'm about to beat ass."
Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares about your ears, boy.
I know he was. That's the only time I ever made him upset, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, if you're depriving me of sleep, we're not going to be friends.
You're out.
So, I understand.
Done, so. Do ear infections only happen to children?
You know?
Because whenever I was a kid, ear infections, relatively regularly.
Yeah. I can remember having
three, and they were awful. Four.
Yeah, they suck.
But I can't remember having an ear infection. In at minimum, like the
it's got to have something to do with just like
decade and a half
running around more as a kid, rolling in
like 15 dirt. Years at least since I've had an ear infection.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time. I'm sure it happens. I'm sure it happens. But I'm just better, you know.
I remember I had an ear infection one time. My fucking parents were like, "Dude, it's your fucking ear, dude. Just fucking walk it off. I don't know what the fuck you want to do." And then my little sister, she had an ear infection like a month later at most.
Is it shit contagious?
And she was fucking like, she was laid out on the couch. People were bringing her things,
you said, doing what's that?
Things for her. And I said, "What the fuck is this?" Like, she got an ear infection. I was like, "I had a fucking ear infection."
He said, "No, your ear hurt."
Yeah. And that's when I realized life is bullshit.
Yeah, took you that long? Took you 6 years to figure that out?
Yeah, that's when I realized I was going to rule the world one day.
That's when I realized if I didn't get what I want, I was going to become the Joker.
And that was my Joker moment. What if the comics like finally revealed that the Joker's Joker moment was just something real trivial? He got an earache one day and he went to the doctor and they was like, "Not a whole lot we can do for you." And he's like, "Not a whole lot you can do for me, huh?
I think okay. That's pretty funny.
Ha ha ha." And then he just fucking started killing people. It turned out he was like a upper middle class white guy. Pretty normal life. Two kids, wife. And then one day he got an ear infection. Doctor just said he wouldn't do anything about it. And he turned into the Joker.
Unstable.
Speaking of unstable, have you watched that Bo Burnham special?
No. I've never watched anything Bo Burnham.
I think he had a show on Comedy Central at one point.
I think you're right.
But I could be wrong. But
I think he's definitely been in a show.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At some point.
He's actually going to play Larry Bird.
I saw that.
In a movie about like the Lakers or something.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Larry Bird's 6'7".
Well, fucking Bo Burnham's probably like 6'3" at least.
He looks like he has tall energy.
He's very tall. But yeah, everything I hear about it is like, I mean, it's funny like sometimes, but most of the time it's just like, he's just telling you things that you don't want to hear. And I was like, yeah, I'll probably stay away from that.
I hear that's just most of his bit.
Well, the last two specials, he used to just be, "I'm a funny guy."
Aha, funny, right?
And then he was like, "I'm a funny guy, but I'm also, you know, I'm pretty sad." And this one,
it's like, "Huh, it's funny, but you remember The Void?"
Apparently this one, it's like, I mean, I'm a comedian, and I'm calling this a comedy special. But you gotta remember, I've also been locked up in my house for like a year and a half now. And it's not good in here.
Upstairs needs a dusting, and
I could really use some sunshine over here, but I ain't got no windows in this house, brother.
Yeah,
I can't.
You know, it's weird to think about how people did that when we didn't do any of that, like a quarantine, really.
What?
Like, stay inside.
Oh, people would just stay inside all the time?
We never stopped going to work.
Oh, yeah, people, like, actually quarantined.
Yeah.
Well, you did at one point.
Because I actually got sick. That was only for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was having a blast, to be honest.
I don't know, man. By the end of it, you looked like you were not.
I was doing pretty good.
You looked like you were really taking it hard.
Didn't feel like I was.
What would you stay up, like, 46 hours or something?
No, I didn't quite make it. Stayed for 36 hours.
That's a lot.
That was just because.
How'd you feel?
That was for funsies.
Speaking of sleep, a little fun fact for you. So when I woke up on Sunday to when I fell asleep after work on Wednesday. So yeah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I slept for a grand total of 8 hours.
Wait, huh?
From when I woke up on Sunday, Monday night sleep, Tuesday night sleep, Wednesday night sleep, Okay, I take yeah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Slept from 8 hours. From Saturday night, well, Sunday morning, really. All the way up until I took a nap the other day.
Do you only sleep 2 hours every night?
Pretty much.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I've been there, for sure.
It wasn't great. I think having... that lightning bug? Oh, speaking of lightning bugs, you know Coda went to Gatlinburg? Because, I don't know, I didn't catch all the details. He started saying words at me, and I was like, I don't know if this is true. But anyway.
I hate that about our friend group.
Everything could be a lie at any point.
Everything sounds like anytime we say something, it sounds like we're saying a bit.
I mean, there's a good part of this, the time.
I think you and Noah are especially bad.
And even when I say things that are true, you're like, oh.
That's a fucking lie.
You're doing a bit. Yeah, like when I told you we were recording, you just assumed I was doing a bit. But in fact, this is all real, baby.
A lot of times I'll say things. I know I do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'll say things that are completely true. And not even like if you don't read into them the way you guys do for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They're just perfect.
Well, sometimes you just say like short statements.
Yeah.
Which would normally somebody would reply. And then the guy that made the statement, in this case you, would, you know, explain a little bit more. But you just like to say a thing.
I just like the ambiguity of it.
And then we go, what? Or make some kind of comment on it. And you're just like, mm-hmm.
Did you not hear what I said?
That's what I said. I said that thing. And then we demand more information. You refuse to give it.
I hate when people do, when I say something or when anybody says anything, really, in the group chat. And then someone just says, what? Just read it again, bro. Just read it again.
But sometimes what means explain further, you know?
Well, what'd you... I need more like, what do you mean, you know? Give me more.
You need the DM on there? WDM? Yeah. What, WDYM?
Yeah, WDYM. What do you mean? What do you mean?
What's up?
What do you mean by that? I just need more. When I say something, and all I get is a... What? Not even like a question mark. Just a plain, like, what do you call that? Unabbreviated? No. What's that?
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't have an abbreviation, it would be unabbreviated.
Well, an abbreviation is shortening. What's that? What's the thing at the end?
Damn, dog. We're dumb as fuck. It starts with an A. I'm pretty positive.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
But I feel like it does. It's
unpunctuated.
It's a punctuation.
I don't think that's right either. If there's... They just send what? No period, no exclamation point, no question, nothing. And it's just what? Like, how am I supposed to read that? Just read what I said again.
I've done that to people a couple of times.
I hate it.
Where they say what, and I just copy and paste
the
message.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah, punctuation was right.
Was it right?
Yeah.
I'm such a genius.
Well, you had to really think about it, you know? So.
All right, well, I said it first, so. Out of the four people in this room.
Two of them are cats, so.
Exactly.
Two people in this room and two cats.
Well, you don't see them?
I hear my voice a shocking amount of times for someone that never gets addressed.
You hear your voice?
Mm-hmm. I hear someone say my name. Yeah. Like a lot.
I think it depends on my state of mind.
It might depend on my state of mind, but it's pretty consistent lately.
Because I've definitely had that happen to me before, and a lot before. But I feel like I haven't had it happen in a long time.
You say you're doing pretty good over there?
I'd take that as a sign, as a yes. That I'm not hearing the ghost, the void whisper my name in my ear.
Yeah. It's really bad when I, like, recognize the voices.
Yeah. And it sounds like they're... Oh!
Jared! And then I'll turn around.
No. Now, I do just hear shit sometimes. Haven't heard my name in a while, but I do just hear shit sometimes.
Yeah, the name is the one I really don't like. Also, I went to Walmart before I came here, obviously, to get the moose. And I saw a lady who I think I recognized.
Right.
Not 100% sure. And as I walked by her, she was on the phone, And she looked in my direction. I don't know if she looked directly at me because I wasn't looking directly at her because I don't like to look at people because I think I might have some kind of something. I just don't like eye contact most of the time.
I avoid eye contact so I don't have to make conversation.
Mm-hmm. I'm making eye contact with you right now, but I know you quite intimately, and we're doing a thing where we sit here and have a conversation for an hour, and then people on the internet listen to it, so, you know, bounce it out. But out in the world, I mean, I'll wear a baggy hoodie and a beanie and a mask. I try to conceal my visage as much as possible so nobody recognizes me, so I don't talk to anybody. But she looked in my general direction. Again, I'm not looking at her. I'm looking in her general direction.
Right.
And she waved. And I had a fraction of a second to go. Do you ignore this wave and assume she's not waving at you?
No.
Or do I wave back and face the reality that she might not have been waving at me? So what I do, Dill?
You just kept going.
As I was walking, you know, swinging the arms back and forth like you walk like a person, she waved, and I just kind of, on the way up with one of my arms, just came up a little further than I did the last time. And then I just went right back down. Yeah. So she could have just been like, hey, I walked weird. Or she could have been like, that's that guy from that place. He waved back.
I'm kind of a master at avoiding people in public.
Oh, there's been several times where I've seen someone that I knew that I'm not even entirely sure if they would recognize me or if they would want to have a conversation with me if they saw me.
I'm always... The keys are, I'm always walking fast.
Stay at home.
I'm always intentionally putting like a little, like I'm in a hurry or I'm like kind of annoyed face when I'm in Walmart. Like, just don't, I'm...
Don't fucking talk to me.
I'm on a mission. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me.
I'm here to get noodles.
Now, people will wave if I see it. Like, if I obviously see it, I'm like, sup? But then I just, I look at them, give them a nod. Which, I mean, I'm not an unfriendly guy. I just don't like...
To talk to people.
Yeah.
There is, like, if I, like, really just went through the list, I could probably put, like, 10 people on a list that if I just randomly saw out, I'd be like, oh, I'll exchange some words with this person.
I just fear social interaction.
That's like 10 people out of... 7 billion.
It's mostly I don't want to talk to people that I only kind of know, because then it's just like awkward small talk, and I want to avoid all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Stop that.
I want to talk to someone that I at one point knew very well. We can catch up for a minute, and then we can go about our days, and later on I can be like, he looked like he was doing good.
Yeah.
But if it's just like somebody that I sat across from in math class.
Yeah.
I don't care,
Those people, they're like, hey, I'm like, stop.
Come on, babe.
I'll always look at them, give the wave back, mm-hmm. and then just back to my track.
Yeah.
Just
They
may have been walking towards me to have a conversation, but no, wasn't looking.
Gone. Yeah, I'll dive into an aisle. I'll fucking hide in the baby shit for 20 minutes. I don't care. I'll avoid contact.
If I see somebody we work with, absolutely just diving.
Oh, 100%. I saw the...
Unless they're just like somebody, I'm like, you're all right.
I saw fucking Sneaky Pete one day. Sneaky Pete. I saw him from the back, and I could tell it was him just from his outline. And I said, nope. And I just blocked off that entire section of Walmart. It was gone. I never needed it anymore. I'm over here now. Nothing back there.
Sometimes the best place to hide is right behind them.
Inches. Inches behind them. They need to feel your breath.
Never see it coming.
They never check behind them. Oh, speaking of behind you. That's not what I meant, but yeah, that's a good one, huh? Phasmophobia.
Yeah.
Never playing it again.
Really? Mm. You had that bad of a time?
Mm, I do not like it.
I didn't have that. The only reason I wasn't having that good of a time is because Tristan, good friend of mine, or ours. Good friend of mine. Acquaintance of you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know him, but like, I know him, you know what I mean?
He was insisting we play it correctly. Fair. Absolutely fair. But that means muting the chat that we can actually hear,
mm-hmm.
and using the in-game chat, which is toggle, and I couldn't understand a fucking word.
I think that's like kind of the point. Is it's like
maybe real, it was
real,
the point,
real hard to hear.
But he was explaining things to me, and I was just like, I don't... know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it was fucking...
I died 3 times, Jared. I had to go to the bad, bad place.
After, you had to go do something. And, shit.
Oh? Live on air?
Son of a bitch, I mean, just blue-balled like a motherfucker.
Jared threw his head back like he was gonna sneeze.
I mean, it's still like, I still got that little tingle.
Yeah.
Up in the nasals.
I do this really weird thing. But it's not coming. When that happens, when I feel that, I do this really weird thing where I'm just like... I'm like trying to tickle it. Trying to get it tickled enough to where I just go.
Sometimes you just have real animal behavior, Dylan. Anyway, after you had to go do whatever the fuck you had to go do.
I remember I walked away at some point. I probably just had to piss.
No. You were gone for like...
Oh, you had to go pay my rent at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. And, Tristan was like, I got this one job. It's at the high school. It's like pro level or something. And Noah was like, all right, let's do it. And Tristan was like, all right, let's do it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And they were fucking sneaking through here. And I'm riding Tristan's ass because I'm not being alone in here.
Yeah, he has like 60 hours in the game. He's played that game a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I have a mediocre flashlight and a dream. That's it.
Dream of getting the fuck out
I
of
dream
here.
Of getting the fuck out. And I guess he heard something that I fucking did not. Because he was like, oh, shit. Everybody get in here. And he just like opened the door. We all went in there and closed the door behind us. He's like, everybody turn off your lights. I was like, all right, cool. I turned off my fucking flashlight and shit. And I was just like hiding, crouched down in the corner of a room. And then the fucking door swung open. And this fucking demon monster from hell on all fours just came crawling in there. And I said, no. So I hit the shift key to sprint. But in that game, your sprinting is not fast. Not. And I was just going to try to, because he was coming in at like an angle. And I was
trying to. Skirt
I was on
him.
The same side of the wall as the door, so I was just gonna ride out behind him and shut the door behind me.
Lock them in
there with it. It's gonna get one of them. It's not gonna get me. I'm gonna be able to make it to the door. I'm gonna get out of here. And then I get by it. I'm like, that was close. And then these hands come over my
eyes. Yeah, the hands are bad.
And with no thoughts of my own, no input, I immediately just dropped the thumb to alt, and my middle finger hits F4. Just immediately, just, no, bang. It's like lightning quack.
Lightning what?
I mean quick.
Lightning quack.
I didn't say quack. like with no hesitation. And they're like, oh, where did you go? And I was like, you know, got me fucked up. That's funny. I will go toe to toe with a bear, but you throw fucking animated demon hands in front of my animated eyes, I'm fucking out here.
For the record, just so, okay, two things for the record, really. One, just in case you're not aware, Phasmophobia is a 4-player game where you are ghost hunters, hunting ghosts. You're very slow. So you're slow as shit.
So slow.
Very defenseless. And it feels like everything you do, even though it's supposed to help you, nothing works.
Nothing helps.
It's like the chance of it helping is like 2 to 10, you know? It's like 20% chance.
2 to 10?
Is what it feels like.
1 to 5? Anyway.
But
back to what you were doing.
Second, we all agreed to play this game. It was Noah's idea to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween last year, 2020. Mm-hmm. I said, let's all get together, play Outlast. I've had Outlast on my Xbox since I gave it away for free like 4 fucking years ago. Never touched it. Let's all get together, Halloween, play scary game together. They all had to quit because they were sweating profusely and scared shitless.
I turned out. I was gone. I had like rolled over the opposite direction.
I was very upset because I can only play games like that when I have a group of people. And I was so determined to get through it. Because we've done it once before with the second game. We played the second before we played the first, but whatever. I don't think they're really connected. But
I was not a fan.
They weren't having it.
I remember there was a lot of, what the fucks?
And yet, Noah said, let's play this game where we do what we did on Halloween, but we're all together doing it at the same time.
You know, if we'd have played that game, if we'd have played Outlast together with the lights on during the daytime.
That's not the point.
I'd have been there.
It's Halloween.
Turn the lights off. Ain't nothing that could have got me. It was nighttime. We were in pitch black. We had the TV like right up against us.
Immersion.
So that was all we could see.
Immersion. And I forced it upon everybody. I said, this is it.
You guys wouldn't let me look away.
No, you can't look away. Playing the game. You got to get the whole story. You got the whole experience.
I mean, if like a murderer would have broke in through the front door right there.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, oh, finally something else. And then we would have fought hand to hand. And whenever I come out on top and executed him right there in the middle of Noah's living room, I'd be like, this is better. This was more enjoyable. But, you throw fucking animated demons at me. It's just...
The same thing happened to me in that game when it was like the second or... It was the second or third game.
It might have been the first game.
But it wasn't just like a house.
I remember I just looked over and you were like right in front of me. And you just started hovering up in the air, just going, and I said, no. And I just walked right out the front door because you were right by the front door.
I bet what it was is that we were trying to open the door at the same time.
Yeah.
And then
I saw you float up. I said, no. Open the door, got out, closed the door behind me.
I know I was screaming when I was like, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. And I was like, wow, the fucking door open. And I saw the hands come around my eyes. I was like, no, 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 no.
I could hear that. I heard you scream, no, no, no. And I just said, no. And I went outside.
So you just heard the sounds of me dying. You look over, I'm floating in the air.
Because of the radial talk that the game has. Whenever I closed the door, it was through a wall. And then after you quit making noise because you were dead, I heard Noah and Tristan be like, "What happened to Dill? Where's Dill?" And I was like, "He's gone, boys. He's gone."
That's hilarious.
And I just went to the truck.
That's hilarious.
I just stayed in the truck for a minute, and then everybody else came outside, and I was like, "That shit was crazy, huh?"
That's hilarious. What happened?
You know? Woo. Yeah, you went to the shadow realm.
Yeah. Apparently, when you die, you just go to this creepy, squirmy-looking place.
I didn't want anything to do with it.
There's always something in the corner. And eventually, you pass through that realm, and then you end up in the ghost dimension. And I can follow you guys around, apparently flip switches and shit, fuck with you.
Oh, you can flip switches and shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But as soon as I died, you guys said, okay, game over, we're going home now.
All right, I think it was a ghost. We're gonna leave. Say it was a ghost. Yeah, after I Alt F4'd out, whenever I rebooted up the game, it was like mission complete. It was a Jonin, and I was like, oh, cool. And I just told them it was a Jonin, and they both got a lot of money out of it. So really, I was the hero because I quit out of fear.
And you're proud of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a purple heart for you.
Uh-huh. I went down to save my team. Anytime, like, you have those little radio boxes in the game, and apparently the ghosts can talk to you, mm-hmm. and I guess they're just fucking with you, but sometimes they'll just say, behind, close, and I just go, no, and I don't turn around.
Oh, yeah, when the...
I do not
turn when you're around. Like, do you want us to leave? And it just says, die.
Death. Soon.
Where are you? Behind.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
There was that one that we were playing wherever we were all up in the bathroom. Because apparently we need to get a picture of him.
Yeah.
That was like one of the bonuses, objectives to get more money, was you get a picture of the guy. So we were all just up in the bathroom. And I was like, fucking.
And the ghosts in this game, for the just so you know, they're almost always invisible unless they want to be. Yeah. When they appear, it's just like, flash.
Yeah.
Gone. And they could be right in front of you. You wouldn't even know it. Horrifying.
They turn the lights off. They can throw shit off the walls and stuff. It's fucking awful. But we were all in this room, and I was like, you're a fucking pussy ghost man. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, if you say his name, they like...
They get mad.
Like, gets them heated.
So I was just like calling him a pussy and asking him why his dick was so small and shit. And then he popped up, and I, without hesitation... I ran out of the bathroom, closed the door, kept running. just like a lightning, just gone. Like, I think, I'm pretty sure I'm like 25% faster than everybody in this game because I have so much just flight reflexes. No fight when I'm in that game. No fight at all. I'll be like holding the cross and I'll just throw it. I'll say, "You take your god, sir." I'm going to the truck where there's light.
Light and safety.
Huh? Light and safety. That's my little name. You should make your girlfriend play it.
Jared, light and safety hurt?
In the dark. And you just like go.
Just walk away.
You walk away, walk behind.
She'd break the computer.
Just throw a right hook right through it.
She'd pull something, she'd yank it all out.
Make the demons go away.
She barely knows how to use a controller. Then she can use a keyboard and mouse.
Well, she's used a keyboard and mouse in life.
Easy, buddy.
Not for gaming, but you know.
It's a coordination you gotta get a hold of.
Yeah, I hate it. I get lost on my keyboard so easily.
I've gotten a lot better at it. If
you just caught my words per minute typing before I got a computer and after, it went from, you know, it's like probably tripled. Granted, you know, it was like 3. So it's only like 9 now. But that's an improvement, you know?
I'm a pretty decent typer. So.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like I can do like...
Once again, I'm an online man.
So. I get going pretty quick. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'm fucking typing the shit out of this fuck. And then I'm just like, blah, poop, 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 nip, nip, cheese, 3.
I can type pretty well.
Yeah, no.
I can also go ham on my phone.
Oh, I used to, back in the day, whenever it was you had the 9 buttons, and you hit the buttons 3 times to change the letter.
Right, yeah.
Dude, I could fucking leave that motherfucker in my pocket and just fucking... And never mess up.
Yeah, I can text on my phone now without looking at it.
I mean, I can kind of do it, but you know, it's touch screen, so there's
it's all muscle memory, you know. I know how far my thumb was.
With autocorrect, I usually can knock it out pretty well.
I almost never use autocorrect unless I'm just like I don't know how to spell this word.
It's autocorrect, though. You don't really get a choice.
Right. Yeah.
If you fuck it up, it changes it.
To be fair, more often than not, autocorrect fucks me up. Because it'll correct something, I'm like, that's not what I wanted at all.
Yeah.
I have to backspace.
It'll like fuck up like a name. You're trying to give like the name of a movie or something. And it's like, that shit ain't real.
I remember this one specific, I can't remember who it was I was with. It may have been one of you guys. But, or maybe Hannah, I don't remember. But, my phone was on like the sound was on. You know, when your sound's on, iPhone. Tick, 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 tick. And I went to reply to somebody or say something, and she was like, "How did you type so fast?"
Go ahead.
Because it was like,
let it rip.
I'm not in the zone right now.
Go ahead, fire yourself up real quick, hey. You know?
What? I got nothing. What am I supposed to say?
How do you like your eggs? Scrambled or over easy? Fast as you can.
How do you like your eggs?
Scrambled or over easy.
I've already fucked up. And scrambled or over easy.
That's pretty good. Not bad. Seemed better.
Yeah, wait till you see it.
Oh. How Soto, unlike your egg, mix campe or over easy. So maybe not as good as you thought, you know?
You put me on the spot. I'm under pressure right now, you know?
Hey, the real heroes, they come off the bench hot, you know?
I'm not one of them.
Not me. Not this guy.
If it's life or death, I have to have a complete sentence and no mistakes. Fast as I can.
Yeah. Not your guy. Just
call it.
GG. You're done. Nothing you can do about it.
Good run, you know?
I had this jacket in middle school, which was probably the last time I had a phone that had the buttons. And it had just the tiniest hole in the pocket. And the pocket was like a mesh, so I could kind of see through it. But it had the tiniest hole where I could actually see through it.
Okay, right.
So, you know, I'd be in class, hands in pockets. And I could, you know, open up my phone and then look just through that hole. just so I could read the message, and then I could fucking. And I only got caught once, and it was because I was having a very heated discussion.
on my 9-digit
yeah
cellular phone,
just fucking letting it rip. And my teacher was like, "You just keep staring at your pocket, man." I'm like,
"You know, pretty pocket. Cool pocket. You ever looked at it?"
It's a South Butt jacket, you know.
South Butt, Jesus.
I ordered a South Butt jacket like weeks before they got shut down by North Face because North Face was like, "Hey, man, you know you just can't do that, right?"
This is a funny joke for sure.
We get it. We let you go for a while, but like,
too big.
You're taking a lot of our business.
That's funny. I could do the same thing sneaky, like, but I would sleep in class instead.
You'd sneakily sleep in class or pretend like you were sleeping in class and text?
Okay, to be fair, either I was really good at sleeping in class or teachers stopped caring.
So explain to me how you could be really good at sleeping in class.
I would sleep with my pencil in my hand, pencil on the paper, head down. Mm-hmm. My hair, always had long hair.
In middle school, you had the swoop.
Bangs would cover the eyes.
Yeah.
I was doing this in high school, too. I mean, just pencil in hand.
Yeah, but you didn't have the swoop in high school.
Head down. Didn't move. So that was maybe a dead giveaway if they looked at me too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But they just scanned the class. My pencil's in my hand, you know.
Oh, that Dylan kid, he's writing.
He's really good at it, huh?
Although his pencil has not moved, has not made contact with paper one time.
His head's slouched. I mean, he's looking at his
dick. Drooling. I can see him drooling right now.
I don't think I ever drooled. Well, I probably definitely drooled. At least a couple times.
Yeah, I guess it was senior year. It might have been junior year, but I'm pretty sure it was senior year. I cannot remember her name. It was an English teacher. Mm. Real fucking sweet lady.
I think we had that class together, maybe.
Short little fucking tiny thing.
Yeah. That was senior year.
Was it senior year?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I can't remember what we were reading, mostly because I was asleep.
Was it Beowulf?
No, it wasn't Beowulf. It was after that.
I don't remember Beowulf.
Something with Glass Menagerie or something?
Maybe.
Something Menagerie.
I only remember Beowulf. It was the cool but one.
But every once in a while, she would just calling me to read. Yeah, it's out and sleep with Beowulf because Beowulf fucking sick.
I remember one time we as a class deciphered that one of the like Norse words in the book was dick. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was definitely dick. I vaguely remember this.
And she was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe that." What was it? I can't remember what it was.
Thanks Skyrim for teaching us the tiniest amount of Norse. I don't know. I don't remember
what the word was.
Fucking cock or something?
Yeah. We deciphered that cock was actually dick.
You know what?
It was like... It started with a P. Pin.
I mean, it's...
I don't... Someone get my copy of Beowulf to me. Right now. Chop, chop.
You know? Looking up Beowulf penis word, I'm not getting nothing right.
I mean, we may have been wrong, but, you know? Who cares?
Maybe if I just look up Beowulf penis.
We thought it was... that'll come up good.
What? Schlong of Beowulf.
Don't click that. I don't think you need that.
Oh, they're talking about how in the digital 3D movie, even because Beowulf naked fairly often in that movie, it's always something in the way of his penis. He's naked, but there's always just, you know, a chair or a rock or a dead body just right there covering his dong.
I feel like I've seen this movie before, and I feel like you're correct.
You've definitely seen this movie. There's no way you haven't. It was like a late 2000s, maybe.
I mean, I can see the movie in my head.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Oh, what's the guy that played Odin in the Marvel movies?
If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you.
Yeah. Fuck me. This has been a lot of this episode. It's just been us
being like, what's that very simple fucking thing?
That son of a bitch. That very famous actor who we've seen countless times. Oh, 2007.
Beowulf?
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Anthony fucking Hopkins.
Anthony
dude.
Hopkins.
Jesus Christ. He's in it.
He's in that movie?
Yeah.
Does he play Beowulf?
No, he plays like the guy. The chief of the town that they're in. Beowulf was played by one Ray Winstone. Weinstone?
No fucking clue.
Winston. I don't know. No clue. Oh, John Malkovich is in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Brendan Gleeson? I know that name. Yeah, no, it's a fucking bop. It's good as shit. You watch it and you're like, man, why didn't more movies do this style? This cool 3D animation style. And then you like look at the budget for the movie and you're like, oh, that's why. Because this movie costs like $40 bazillion. Oh yeah. Go ahead and guess the budget for this 2007 animated movie.
$50 million.
50?
Yeah.
That is shockingly close though.
How much is it?
Well, take your number, multiply it by 3.
$150 million. Wow.
In 2007.
Wow.
Box office, 196 though.
What was Transformers? Look that up. That came out in 2007 also.
Transformers was probably pretty accurate to it. It's probably pretty close.
That was like the big blockbuster of that year.
Transformers.
More than meat, being wrong.
Well, the box office for all of them, it looks like it's $4.84 billion.
That's good.
That's a lot.
Jared.
Is there a bug?
It's just going in circles.
All right, where's that? Oh, there it is.
It's just going in circles.
Dude, you got to come back to us.
It's just a circle every time.
Transformers, robots in disguise. Where's the budget? Oh. Budget, apparently they didn't catch an accurate number on it, but it says here between 150 and 200 million. But the box office, 709 million. So, a little more successful than the animated Beowulf movie, which might not have even came out in theaters. Which, if it didn't, that is an insane play to put $150 million into a movie. That's not coming to theaters in 2007.
Oh, God. Oh, it came for me.
It flew right in your eye. It
flew into my eyeball.
It said, that's light. That's light right there.
What the fuck happened?
You good? I gotta go home. My eye hurt.
It hurt, to be honest. He came in with some steam. Now I feel like I'm fucking covered in bugs. Alright, Jill. Back in closing words or something.
Closing words?
Yeah. We've been out here for a lot longer than I thought we have.
You know, sometimes you try really hard to remember the word for penis from Beowulf that may have not have meant what you thought, but the whole class decided and the teacher believed us. And, you know, and
sometimes I farted in that class
and you can't, huh?
I farted in that class once.
Just once?
I was asleep. Well, they say I farted. Jake Beeks told me I farted. Apparently I woke up for just a second to go, huh? And then went back to sleep. I guess everybody got a good chuckle out of it.
That was a great class. It really was.
It was a pretty stacked roster.
Good group of people. The stacked roster is. In terms of people I was cool with and liked, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I was in there too. Because apparently we weren't cool when you didn't like me in high school.
And then I didn't like you. It's just that
we weren't friends, apparently. And you know, every time I saw Dill, I'd say, hey, Dill. Apparently the whole time in the back of his mind, he was just going, this fucking guy just keeps saying my name. Whatever, Dylan. Closing words for the day is Todd.
Yeah, that's it?
That's it.
Just one word?
Have fun.
I appreciate y'all guys. Y'all going to school for this?
No, I dropped out of college twice.